Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, it's been confirmed the government has approved a remediation scheme for social homes affected by defective blocks. The Housing Minister will bring resolutions before the Dáil and Seanad in September. A large-scale energy project linking north and south could save households €120 a year in electricity bills, according to the Energy Minister. Dara O'Brien says the North-South interconnector is a vital piece of infrastructure. The upcoming inquest into the death of Private Sean Rooney will be asked to take submissions from legal experts requested by the family and Gardaí appeal for witnesses after a crash at a roundabout outside Ballyshannon. Later in the bulletin, Jim O'Doherty is here with Sports News. That's coming up at around 6:15. And as it's a Thursday, we'll have Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore. All that to follow. But we begin with confirmation this evening that the government has approved a remediation scheme for social homes affected by defective blocks. Cabinet approved the scheme last week. Minister James Brown will now bring resolutions before the Dáil and Seanad next month. The Department of Housing says Section 36 of the current DCB Remediation Act allows the government to make a scheme to apply to social homes owned by designated local authorities and approved housing bodies. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
In a statement to Highland Radio News, the Department of Housing and Local Government confirmed that on Wednesday of last week, July 22nd, the government approved a draft defective concrete block social home scheme and authorised Minister James Brown to arrange for the moving of a motion for a resolution in each House of the Oireachtas approving the draft scheme. Once this process is completed in the Oireachtas, a government order will be sought to give effect to the scheme, with a process expected to take place in September of this year. Last year, it was estimated that over 1,500 council houses are affected by defective blocks, with more than 80 properties currently lying empty. Some are in such a bad state of deterioration that the council's begun a programme of temporary repairs pending a proper scheme.
A large-scale energy project linking north and south could save households €120 a year in electricity bills. According to the Energy Minister, the North-South interconnector would see high-voltage power lines carrying electricity across the border, starting at a substation in Tirlenan in County Tyrone and running through counties Armagh, Monaghan and Cavan before finishing at a substation at Woodland in County Meath. It's one of three energy projects designated as critical infrastructure last week. One of the others is a 110 kilovolt project in Letterkenny. Well, Energy Minister Dara O'Brien says it's vital that this project is completed.
And that project has been in gestation for far too long. It's been held up for political reasons as well, people who have opposed it, but it's got full planning permission now, and we need to proceed with that project. That is the most critical project that we will do on this island, onshore.
And that was the Energy Minister there. The upcoming inquest into the death of Private Sean Rooney will be asked to take submissions from expert witnesses requested by his family's legal team. That's according to the Irish Examiner. The Newton Cunningham-based soldier was killed in December 2022 when the UN convoy with which he was travelling came under attack in Lebanon. With more, here's Ryan Brawley.
At a preliminary hearing on Wednesday, legal representatives for Private Rooney's mother, Natasha McCluskey, requested that an independent pathologist and ballistic expert be called to give evidence. The full jury inquest is due to begin on November the 17th and is expected to last around 3 weeks. Lawyers for the family have previously said they want the inquest to examine claims that the Jeep Private Rooney was travelling in had taken a wrong turn. They have also questioned how the vehicle came to be between 13 and 16 kilometres away from its convoy on a route that had not previously been used, despite Private Rooney not holding a UN driving licence. The main defendant in the case, Hezbollah member Mohammed Ayad, was convicted in his absence and sentenced to death by a military tribunal in Lebanon last year, but has yet to be detained. Six others were also convicted of involvement in the killing.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses after a two-vehicle collision at a roundabout outside Ballyshannon. It happened on the Erne roundabout on the N15 between 10 to 10 and 10 o'clock on Saturday night last. Gardaí are asking any road users who were in the area around that time, particularly those with dashcam footage, to make it available to them. Anyone who witnessed the crash is asked to contact Gardaí in Ballyshannon. Police in Strabane are appealing for information to help locate a missing 46-year-old man who was last seen in the Castledurg area today. Michael Haig is last believed to have been seen at around 11:30 this morning. Police say they're growing increasingly concerned for his welfare. They're asking anyone with information that could assist in locating him to come forward. The Public Expenditure Minister is hitting out at opposition criticism of his pre-budget plans. Jack Chambers is warning ministers they will have to find further savings in their own budgets if they want to fund new spending projects. That's despite new forecasts revealed today showing the state's total spending is expected to more than double over a 10-year period from 2019 to the end of this decade. Jack Chambers says his job is to spend safely.
I'm taking a very careful and responsible approach with much greater expenditure controls, enhanced fiscal discipline. I don't see any opposition party calling for less spending. They're all calling for more. And that's why we need to make the case for much greater reforms across public expenditure and public administration more generally to improve the productivity and the efficiency of how we deliver for people across the country.
The family of Dennis Donaldson fear they may have been placed under surveillance following fresh revelations about phone monitoring linked to the investigation into his killing. The concerns come after a BBC Spotlight investigation revealed that the phone data of former BBC security correspondent Brian Rowan was monitored without his knowledge while he was reporting on the case. Mr. Donaldson, who had been an MI5 informant operating within Sinn Féin, was shot dead near Glenties in 2006. Following the revelations, his family told the BBC they now fear their own mobile phones may also have been subjected to surveillance during the investigation into his death. More than 400 new homes have been completed in Donegal so far this year, marking a significant increase on the same period last year. Figures published by the Central Statistics Office show 433 new homes were completed in the county during the first half of 2026. That's an increase of 60% compared to the first 6 months of last year, when 270 homes were completed. The government remains committed to reducing childcare fees to €200, according to the Children's Minister. Five providers have left the core funding scheme for childcare so far this year. It gives companies financial support, but comes with restrictions on the fees they can charge. Some families using those services now face increases of around €400. Children's Minister Norma Foley says work is still being done to reduce fees for parents.
We have already 25% who are already on the €200 or less than that. We have introduced, for those that are paying the highest prices, we've reduced that. This September, it will reduce to 183. And we are working over the lifetime of government to deliver on the €200. That's a programme for government commitment.
€200,000 is to be spent this year to progress the Ahilly Road project under the Housing Investment Infrastructure Fund. The road is the main walkway for residents of certain areas of the town to get to the town centre. The total cost of the project is estimated to be in the vicinity of €10 million. Councillor Fionnán Bradley says work is expected to begin next year.
€200,000 was going to be spent progressing that particular project this year to get it to the point where it's ready to go out to tender. So that's the highest sum of any of the four housing infrastructure investment applications that were successful through the county. That €200,000, it's the highest sum of money that's going to be spent on any of those projects this year.
The highest amount of investment coming in shows the recognition of the significance of the project, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And in fairness, it also shows that the project is the furthest along of all four projects with planning permission in place and the CPO also completed. So it's the furthest along of all those projects, and it's the one that I would be hopeful will see diggers on site for sooner rather than later. I would certainly expect that towards the middle of next year that work should be started on the project.
So for the remainder of this year, it's all about laying the groundwork, doing the admin before that can start?
Absolutely, yeah, and getting the tender documentation prepared and gathered up so that it's in a position to be put on e-tenders for contractors to actually apply to carry out the works themselves. So this is the final piece of the puzzle before we see the diggers on site.
And that was Councillor Fionnán Bradley there speaking to Ryan Brawley. The quality of drinking water from private supplies continues to fall below the required standard, including some in Donegal. The Environmental Protection Agency has published its latest report on group water schemes and small private supplies. The report found a year-on-year improvement in private household schemes, 14 failed tests for E. coli in 2025, down from 24 the previous year. Among those recorded for E. coli compliance failure was the Tory Island Private Group Scheme. The EPA has also highlighted concerns over the registration of group water schemes, with fewer fewer than 40 small private supplies currently registered with Donegal County Council. The EPA programme manager Noel Byrne says it's worrying that registration of private supplies serving places such as schools, hotels and nursing homes is still not mandatory.
So if you look at the likes of Cork local authority, they've been very proactive in looking for these small private supplies and they've registered about 250 of them. But if you look at a similar size rural county such as Mayo, they only have 24 small private supplies registered. So that's a concern. So there is a number of small private supplies that are providing water to consumers and they're not registered. If they're not registered, they're not being monitored. You really have to say to these people, you should be testing your water. You want to make sure it is safe for your consumers to consume and it's the right thing to do. So for the sake of your business, you should be registered. You should get the local authority then to test your water. You know, so even the fact that it isn't a legal requirement, you know, it should become one, but actually it's the right thing for the businesses to do in the first place.
Daniel Kinahan could be returned to Ireland inside the next 6 weeks. The alleged gang leader has lost his appeal against extradition from Dubai. He's wanted in Ireland to face charges around alleged organised criminal activity. Southern correspondent at the Irish Independent, Ralph Regal, says Daniel Kinahan is expected to be extradited in a manner similar to Sean McGovern,
who was returned to Ireland in May 2025, also from Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. And in that particular case, what happened was an Air Corps CASA plane made its way to Dubai and brought Sean McGovern back directly to Ireland to face court proceedings.
And the Garda August Bank Holiday roads policing operation is now underway. Motorists are being urged to slow down and never take risks on the roads. During the first half of the year, an average of one driver was arrested for drink or drug driving every hour. Assistant Commissioner for Roads Policing, Dennis Ferry, says the message is clear.
We're appealing to the public, and in particular our motorists this weekend, to make responsible choices, to reduce your speed, ensure that you and all of your passengers are wearing seatbelts, avoid using your mobile phone while driving, and try and reduce other distractions from electronic devices in the car. And obviously, never drive while under the influence of drink or drugs. There'll be increased volumes of traffic nationwide throughout the August Bank Holiday weekend. And Garda Síochána will have in place a comprehensive high-visibility policing operation focusing on enforcement across the country. We will be particularly focusing on our lifesaver offences, that is obviously speeding, driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs, failure to wear your seatbelt or using your mobile phone while driving. We would appeal to all road users to plan their journeys in advance. Allow additional time for those journeys this weekend in particular. Think about where you're going to stop for that break so that you can arrive safely and relaxed to enjoy the weekend. Road safety is a shared responsibility and we're encouraging all road users to think about road safety. Think about other road users.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find all your GA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 14 minutes to 6 o'clock. Good evening, Jim McDoherty.
Thank you, Donal. It's another big night ahead for Derry City, who will bid to overturn a 1-0 deficit against Croatian outfit Rijeka in the Conference League. The second leg is underway at 6:30 at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium, and City have no new injury concerns and might well name an unchanged starting 11 from the first leg. Here's City boss, Tiernan Lynch.
Our job is to try and make sure we stay in the tie. You don't need to go out gung-ho and lose the game in the first 20 minutes. But to try and get our fans behind us, our fans were absolutely and utterly unbelievable 2:30 to go at the Brandywell. And they dragged us through that game for long, long periods. If we can get that same desire, passion, I think it's going to be a very different night for them.
And Bose go into the second leg of their Conference League qualifier away at Balkany in Kosovo tonight with a 2-1 lead. Bose midfielder Adam McDonnell is feeling confident after last week's first leg.
They're very good on the ball, they're a technical team. We know they take risks. I think after the first 20 seconds they played a little ball into midfield and that's when we were kind of like, right, they're going to take risks here no matter what. So that's why I think we played the way we did, like a bit more aggressive, pressing from the front. But we know what they're like now, we know what they do, we know what we can do better.
And that game is underway at 7 o'clock. Well, it's almost half time in Estonia, where Shelburne took a 5-2 lead into the second leg against Kalju. The latest we have from that tie is Kalju 0, Shelburne 1. Daniel Kelly with the opening goal on 15 minutes. And it gets better for Shelburne because Kalju are down to 10 men following a sending off around about the half hour. So Shells lead 6-2 on aggregate and are playing against 10 men. Well, UEFA have announced that they will boycott all FIFA competitions if FIFA go ahead with plans to seek private investment for its major competitions, including the World Cup. This was decided after meeting this afternoon with all 55 member organisations. In their statement, UEFA say that if FIFA president Gianni Infantino's proposal goes through, the future of football is no longer driven by what best serves the game, but by what best serves shareholders. The FIFA World Cup belongs to football, and so long as Europe has a voice, it will never be for sale. The first major tournament UEFA can boycott is the 2027 Women's World Cup, and that starts on June the 24th next year. In Gaelic games, two of the captains from this weekend's LGFA All-Ireland Finals say they're disappointed that men's club fixtures in their respective counties have also been scheduled for Sunday. There are major club championship games down for decision in Roscommon, who contest the intermediate final, and Carlow, who are in a first ever junior decider. Carlow captain Roisin Bailey has revealed it's a bone of contention, with attendances likely to be affected for both games at Croke Park. In golf, it's day one of the Women's Open at Royal Lytham and St Anne's, and there are three Irish golfers among the field. Lauren Walsh finished on 4 over and Anna Foster on 5 over par. Out on the course, Leona Maguire is currently 1 over through 11 holes, 7 shots off the lead, which is held by Ataya Tikkul, who is on 6 under par. Meanwhile, Seamus Power's bright start at the Rocket Classic on the PGA Tour, well, it didn't last long. The Waterford man birdied the first 2 holes before a triple bogey on his 4th hole, and then he had another birdie on his 6th. But Power finished his opening round at 3 over par. The lead is held by the American Peter Malnati, who is on 9 under. I'm back on studio again this evening for the Score programme, and tonight's show will centre on what's been a week of much change at Finn Park. We'll hear from the new Harps boss Patrick Michelini, as well as outgoing assistant manager Tommy Canning, and Harps chairman Ian Harkin will also be joining us in studio, as will our soccer analyst Joe Boyle and Tony McNamee Sr., who will recap on the Carges Cup success enjoyed by the Harps futsal team. We'll also have updates from Derry City's Conference League meeting with Rechica, that game underway at 6:30, and Martin Holmes will be reporting. The Score gets underway after the 7 o'clock news.
Thank you very much indeed, Jared. Well, it's 6:10 and it's a Thursday, which means it's now time for Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore.
Farming News and Views is brought to you by K&F Superwool's Kilmacrennan, paying top prices for wool and offering cash on collection. Call 086 809 5820.
Hello and welcome along to this week's Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. We're now really into full swing when it comes to agricultural shows, and there's a number of them coming up over the next week. The Glen Cullum Kill Agricultural Show is on this coming weekend, with the main show on Sunday, while Bank Holiday Monday sees the always popular sheepdog trials, with proceeds this year going to Donegal Mental Health Services. The location is the Nave Columba GAA grounds. The show will feature all the usual favourites, including the sheep show, cattle show, a horse and pony show and dog show, and there's music too from 4:30 onwards on the Sunday. Tickets are also online and on sale locally for the big draw there, with the feature prize being a Honda Farm Quad or €11,000 in cash. By the way, that grand quad draw will take place in John Owens's bar in Glen on Saturday week, August the 8th. Bank Holiday Monday also sees the Mina Cross Agricultural Show, which is held just outside Dunloe. And as always, the new Mary from Dunloe, whoever is crowned the night before, will be there in their first official role. This will be the 64th staging of the event. It gets underway at 11 o'clock. Once again, there's been great support from local businesses, and a big entry is expected, not just for the various animal classes, and there are a large number of trophies to be won, but also for the very popular home industries. Well, the biggest of the shows in Donegal is a 2-day event. It's the Clonmany Agricultural Show, taking place next Tuesday and Wednesday. It's the 57th staging of an event, which in recent times has just got bigger and bigger. Well, Blaine McCarron is the PRO for the show, and he's joined me to tell me a little bit more. Blaine, I'm going to start by asking you to Tell me what people can expect, maybe especially those who've never been to the Clonmany Agricultural Show before.
You can expect a fun-filled day for the whole family. There's entertainment for everyone down there. It truly is an action-packed 2 days. People who walk around the show always come back and tell us just how amazed they are by how much is taking place in the field. What we can guarantee you is an electric atmosphere. The field is absolutely buzzing, and everywhere you turn, there's something different to look at and spend some time with. So it's really, really exciting couple of days, Chris, and anybody who's been to the show before knows what I'm talking about. Anybody who's never been before, it's just going to be a fantastic opportunity to take the family out and get around and see what's on offer at Clonmany Agricultural Show.
Now, numerous highlights, including the always popular, the sheepdog trials will be there, the vintage show, Northwest Shearing Championships, and Taste of Inishowen Food Festival. I mean, that just gives you, excuse the pun, a flavour of what's going to be on offer.
Yeah, so to just branch out on some of that, you mentioned sheep shearing there, Chris. We're fast becoming one of the leaders in sheep shearing in Ireland. It's no coincidence that this year sees the return of the All-Ireland sheep shearing for a very short time and since the last one, and we previously held the All-Nation shearing as well. So we've got just over 2,000 sheep to be shown over the 2 days, the Tuesday and the Wednesday. We've got a bigger marquee this year, a bigger stage, a higher stage, so you'll be able to see plenty in that, and it's absolutely fantastic to watch is the sheep shearing. And of course the All-Ireland champion will be crowned on the Wednesday evening there. You mentioned the Taste of Inishowen Food Festival. We're delighted this year to have the North Coast Trade Stands coming on board there, Chris. So to kind of explain a bit about that, where we previously would have had 13 or 14 stalls in the Taste of Inishowen Food Festival, this year we've got 30. So it's a massive thing. We've got local celebrity chef Brian McDermott there, and he's brought along a whole host of celebrity chefs with him. So if food is your thing, you could spend hours in that marquee to see what's on display, what's available locally, and to see the best of famous Irish talent cooking up a storm in there. You mentioned the sheepdog trials there as well. They're obviously making the return. Our show started at grassroots, our sheepdog trials, the 57 years ago, and we remain strong to those roots. There'll be lots of dogs working hard that day with the sheepdog trials taking place at that end of the field as well.
And needless to say, lots and lots of animals, different classes, there's trophies, there's prizes, so much going on, various categories. And then maybe some more unusual things, including a Guinness World Record sheaf throwing attempt. No doubt that'll attract a crowd.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see how that turns out, because every other year the sheaf throwing, it's amazing the heights that these guys can throw to. It's a true talent in itself. Really looking forward to seeing how that goes. Yeah, and you mentioned livestock there, Chris. Well, you name it, it's at Clonmany. Obviously your traditional sheep classes, cattle classes, horses, show jumping, a poultry marquee there as well. Then you've got your dog shows, your pet shows taking place across the field as well. Something new this year as well is our young handlers competitions. There's a couple of age categories there. There's 8 to 12s and 12 upwards then, and that's both in cattle and sheep. And we've put a good lot of prize money into that as well, because I'm sure you'll agree with me, Chris, when I say that the young people are the future of shows. And if you look around the rings at Clonmany or any other show, you'll see some fantastic talent with the young people preparing the animals, showing the animals. And we've decided that at Clonmany this year it's time to reward those skills. So we've got a young handlers competition there to get the young guys out, keep them involved, keep them interested, and hopefully keep the future of Irish showing going, Chris.
Absolutely, a great initiative. Also things like tug-of-war, and of course Inishowen a bit of a stronghold when it comes to tug-of-war. And your monster draw, now that's it's one of the biggest draws at any show in the country, so tell us about that and the top prize.
So on Wednesday evening, the lucky winner will be drawn. Tickets are still on sale there now. So my advice is, if you're looking to get into that draw, now's your time to do it. The tickets are available online at clonmannyshow.com from committee members or from certain retail outlets locally as well. But just to remind you about the prizes there, the first prize there, a brand new Valtra tractor, or Skoda Kodiaq Jeep. There's a choice there. If the tractor isn't your thing, you'll get a brand new Skoda Kodiaq Jeep. Second prize, then we've got a quad up for grabs or €10,000 in cash. And then from third prize the whole way down to 10th prize, we've got cash prizes.
And finally, Blaine, there'll be a couple of special guests there, a couple of well-known faces.
Yeah, Dahi O'Shea, to name but a few, coming this year. And we're delighted to be joined by Margot as well. And Magella O'Donnell is appearing as well. And of course, Donegal's very own Noel Cunningham. These guys will be roaming through the showgrounds.
And plenty of parking. There'll be directional signs, and people can go to your Facebook page and online and find out more of the details and the times for everything.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll be publishing a sort of a running schedule now in the next couple of days once we get everything tied down. But it's free parking into the show there. And yeah, all you do is, depending on what approach road you're coming from, just follow the directions of the stewards. You'll be parked very quickly, and you'll be admitted to the field very quickly. We're not anticipating any tailbacks of any great significance. It should run fairly smoothly there at the car parks.
And that was Blaine McCarron, who is the PRO for the Clonmany Agricultural Show. And just before we go, in other news, applications have now opened for a new part-time Green Cert course starting on Monday, the 21st of September, in the Teagasc Letterkenny office. Please note that you must be at least 23 years old to apply, and you can get more details from the office there on 074 91 21 555. And as part of the Farm Walk series, next up is a walk on the farm of Seanie O'Buil near Falcarra. It takes place this Saturday from 2 to 4:30 p.m. The event will include a walk around the farm and a look at the habitats and species, as well as focusing on actions that Seanie has done for nature with his livestock. And there will also be a discussion with him about how he manages the land in support of nature. It costs €12 to register, and all funds are circulated back into the farming community. More details are available on the Farming for Nature website. And finally, Donegal IFA is hosting a water quality meeting this evening at 7:30 p.m. on the farm of Gareth and Dawn Porter in Castlefin. Speakers will include Joe Ferry from Donegal County Council and Breed Kennedy from the National Agricultural Inspection Programme. All are welcome, and there is hot food served afterwards. Well, that's it for this week's Farming News and Views. As always, thanks for tuning in. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore. Goodbye.
Farming News and Views is brought to you by KNF Superwools Kilmacrenan, paying top prices for wool and offering cash on collection. Call 086 809 5820.
The weather forecast on this Thursday evening: bright with sunny spells and scattered showers, moderate westerly winds, clear spells and some well-scattered showers tonight. Lowest temperatures 7 to 10 degrees Celsius in light southwesterly winds. Tomorrow, another bright day with sunny spells and scattered showers, some of them possibly heavy. The showers easing and becoming isolated in the evening. Top temperatures on Friday, 15 to 18 degrees Celsius with light southwesterly winds, increasing moderate westerly through the day. The main stories in brief this evening: it's been confirmed the government has approved a remediation scheme for social homes affected by defective blocks. Cabinet approved the scheme last week. Minister James Brown will now bring resolutions before the Dáil and Seanad next month. A large-scale energy project linking north and south could save households €120 a year in electricity bills, according to Energy Minister Dara O'Brien. The north-south interconnector will see high-voltage power lines carrying electricity across the border, starting at a substation at Turlinen in County Tyrone and running through Armagh, Monaghan and Cavan before finishing at a substation in Woodland in County Meath. He says it's an absolutely vital project and the most important cross-border initiative on the books at the moment. And the upcoming inquest into the death of Private Sean Rooney is to be asked to take submissions from expert witnesses requested by his family's legal team. According to the Irish Examiner, the Newton Cunningham-based soldier was killed in December 2022 when the UN convoy in which he was travelling came under attack in Lebanon. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. In the interim, check all today's news on highlandradio.com. And until 7, from the news team, good evening.
The obituary notices this Thursday evening, July 30th. The death has taken place of Mary Sweeney, née Boyce, Sheephaven, College Farm Road, Letterkenny, and formerly of Carrigart, reposing at the family home, College Farm Road, until 9 o'clock this evening and from 12 noon until 9 o'clock tomorrow. Rosary each night at 9. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock on Saturday in St. Eunan's Cathedral, which can be viewed online at churchservices.tv, followed by burial in Conwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Charlie Danny Gallagher, Ballindrate Bunbeg. His remains will repose at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derrybeg, today until Rosary at 8. Removal after the Rosary to his daughter Noreen's house at Crickfalla to repose tomorrow. House private to family and friends only. Charlie's funeral mass will take place on Saturday at 11 o'clock in St. Columbkill's Church, Crickfalla. Burial afterwards in Mahragallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam via MCM Media. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Cancer Patient Fund, Dunloe Community Hospital. Care of any family member or Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Sylvia Murren, née McNulty, 124 Conlon Road, Kellybegs, reposing at McBrearty's Funeral Home, Kellybegs, until 7 o'clock today, followed by removal to her residence and reposing from 2 o'clock tomorrow with Rosary at 8 p.m. Funeral Mass on Saturday at 10 a.m. in St. Mary of the Visitation Church, Kellybegs, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Joe McCarthy, Tullid Fintra, Kellybegs, and formerly of Kilworth, County Cork, reposing at his residence until 10 p.m. today and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Funeral Mass on Saturday at 4 o'clock in St. Mary of the Visitation Church, Kellybegs, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass can be streamed live on mcn.live. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to hydentradio.com.